Sports Drive on Nigeria Info.
Sports Drive.
Sports Drive.
Sports Drive on Nigeria Info. Weekdays, 9 a.m.
Sports Drive on Nigeria Info.
With all the latest sports news on Sports Drive, right here on 95.1 Nigeria Info.
All right, Abuja, you see on 95.1 Nigeria Info. It's time for us to talk sports on Sports Drive. My name is Bumi Blair, the Commander Sports Prime Minister. And you know what it means? There's only one sports prime minister anywhere in the world. This is the only sports prime minister anywhere in the world. Don't you like it? Okay. Like I always say, don't waste your data. You want to say you want to check Google, go and check. You only find out there's only one sports prime minister in the world. Well, I'm not the only one in the studio. Femi keeps walking in and out. I don't know what he's trying to look for. By the way, Biola, a.k.a. Captain Fantastic, is here. You did not leave dollars here. Your dollars is in your dumb account. Please, go and check it out for me.
What does he mean?
Okay, don't worry. I will tell them to block. They pay him in dollars, actually. In dolls, in case you need some dolls. Biola, how are you doing?
I'm doing very great. Very good morning to you, the Sport Prime Minister. Very good morning to Sport fans out there. Good to be on Sport Drive again.
Okay. All through the night yesterday, it was all about the transfers, this, transfer that. We will buy this, we will buy that. We'll be talking about that. We also have the newspaper, you know, to go through the sweet headlines, sports headlines coming in from the newspapers. But first of all, some Nigerian players moved late yesterday. Stevie Nnoddy made a move to Randa. Is it Randa or Randell?
Randers, exactly.
Okay, Randers. Okay, in
Denmark.
In Denmark. Oh, and he spoke after the move. He says he's looking forward to doing well in the Europa Conference League, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Europa Conference League. I'm still finding, you know, trying to know what exactly Europa Conference League is. Because we have the Champions League, we have the Europa League. So it's Stevie Nnoddy, right?
Yeah, Stevie Nnoddy. I think it's not much. It's just to keep the clubs busy, you know. The clubs that don't have the opportunity to to play in the big leagues and all of that. So Ode and the Randers are lucky to be vying for a position in the Conference League as well. So I think for some of the smaller teams, it's just an avenue to know each other and to scout for some players right there. So I really don't take any much seriousness into the Europa Conference League, so to speak, with all due respect and apologies.
No, you don't have to apologize. It's your opinion. There's nothing anybody can do. What is conference? They want to kill these players. Like, they play this, they play that. Is it by force to be in Europe? I understand. Oh, someone whispered it to my ears sometimes ago that they created it because of Arsenal. Unfortunately, Arsenal did not qualify. Arsenal fans, please just forgive me. It was what Jones whispered into my ears. Jones, good morning and welcome to the drive.
Good morning, Bumi. Good morning, Abuja. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, a pleasure. And I'm sure you like Arsenal fans.
I do. I have no problems with them. However, they need to do an introspection. That club needs to look at itself in the mirror.
Please, leave us alone. We are okay with the club. Okay. You heard the song they played, you know, to their host last weekend. You are special. We lose every weekend. Or how did it? I think I can find that song and play again. City are special. We lose every weekend. So it's nothing special. They sang that song to the City fans. By the way, we understand that some Nigerian players were supposed to move on deadline day, but it did not happen. West Ham bidded around that. That's the information, by the way. 17 million euros for Zaidu Sanusi. But the deal never happened. Zaidu is not yet in the Super Eagles camp, and you know, the deal was not announced by West Ham on the deadline day. So I don't know. We understand that he's not been at his best in Porto, having someone to contend with, and you know, the fans not happy with his performances. It would have been a perfect time to move. Like, oh, they don't like me, but West Ham got me.
Well, I think you ought to have done a Osazel Denwenge. Probably if he did, he was, you know, remember when QPR wanted to sign Osaze,
and just he just like, his bag
just a few hours, he said, okay, if Mountain does not go to Mohamed, let Mohamed go to...
He packed his bags and moved. Unfortunately, he did not go to, he was stranded at the gate of, was it QPR?
Yes, he was left at the gate.
That was like the biggest, transfer deadline story of all time.
Absolutely, it's dramatic. I mean, till today, if you watch any video clips of the frenzy and the panic that goes on just before the transfer deadline closes, that case in point always comes to mind.
Also, yesterday we thought there were going to be moves for Paulo Nachu, Chigozie Awuzie, and also some other few players for Nigeria. But eventually, Paul signed a new deal with Genk, and that means he'll be there again, you know, for at least another season. And Chigozie Awuzie also did not move from Boa Vista. But I don't know if these guys will still be joining the Super Eagles camp. You know, later today we get to know about that. And just speaking on some transfers, because we know you all are interested in him, we told you Ode has joined Randers, and he spoke after that deal. Oh, we already? Okay. Let's play you his voice. He says he wants to play and win the UEFA Europa Conference League.
It feels great coming to another team like this, and just want to show the team like what I'm made of and help the team to achieve more success and win games for the team. I'll describe myself like I'm an attacking player. Just always the mindset is just to go offensively, want to score, help the team, and help the team defensively at the same time. My ambitions are to help the team like go to the next round in the European Conference and the league also, like being contented of like a fight with the other teams also, because I believe like with the quality of players like the team has, I think we can contend with the rest of the teams as well.
All right, the voice of Stephen Ode right there saying he's here to contend. Cyril Dissa has also went back to Holland yesterday night. He moved from Genk to Feyenoord, and I think that's a good move for him, because he's not been getting, you know, play time at Genk. And now that Paulo Nachu has signed an improved deal, it means his seat belt on the bench will be more fasting, so he had to move.
And they've added Ike Ugbo, young striker coming out of Chelsea, you know. So Cyril Dissa is better served, you know, moving back to Holland, where he'll probably find playing time. And let's see what Onoachu and Ugbo do for the club this season.
So you want to say probably it was a bad deal for him to move to Belgium in the first place, because he never achieved his desires?
There's no R in this one.
You know, he was the highest goal scorer in the Dutch league, joint highest goal scorer. Moved, you know, to Belgium, he became a back bencher. So
they wait for Onoachu to score. If that doesn't happen, 89 minutes, then Cyril Dissa comes on.
Someone that was almost getting Super Eagles invite, all of a sudden everything died down.
But I think he started picking up this season.
Picking what? On the bench or where? By the way, Sheyi Ojo, the Liverpool boy, has moved to Millwall. That's on loan. That's temporarily. Uche Agbo, the controversial player who was always invited to the Super Eagles back then, he's clubless. He's been sacked by Deportivo La Coruña. Okay, don't let me use sack. Released. You know, I borrowed that sack from Biola, because while he was reporting this next story, Francis Uzoho, who's been released by Apoel Nicosia, is one of the goalkeepers in the Super Eagles camp, right? And Biola said he's been sacked. Biola, how did you say that?
Well, it is what it is, you know.
That's when it is what it is, Mikel Arteta.
When a club tells a player, look, your services are no longer required, you may look elsewhere.
It means sacked.
He's been sacked.
They could release you. The media is very wicked. You know, they decide what they want to say. If they like you and they say, okay, he's been released. or if they don't like you, he's been sacked. Come on, guys. So, Abuja, which one would you believe? Has he been sacked or he was released? Francis Uzoho. You can call us and have a say. We're talking about the deadline transfer day, deals involving Nigerian players. Ademola Lookman also moved just about a day before the transfer closed. He joined Leicester City. He says he's eager to play alongside Wilfred Ndidi and Kelechi Iheanacho. I'm looking forward to that, but I don't know. I have this inclination that it might be less playing time for Kelechi Iheanacho.
You see, I think that Brandon Rodgers views Kelechi Iheanacho as a number nine who will come in when Vardy is not playing. Last season they didn't have Harvey Barnes. This season they have Harvey Barnes, and they've added Patson Daka to their playing squad. That means that Kelechi is going to see reduced playing time. He does not believe in playing two strikers as we saw them do last season. The reason he played like that last season was they didn't have, you know, Harvey Barnes. So I think that Kelechi has his work cut out. He has got to be red hot whenever he's called on. Vardy is the main man there. Lookman will join the players playing wide, you know, Ayoze Perez, Harvey Barnes, Mark Albrighton, you know, he'll be in together with the wide men. So Kelechi's battle for me this season is against Vardy and Patson Daka.
Well, but each time he gets a chance, he keeps proving himself.
Definitely. I think Patson Daka is already struggling. I think
so. And Kelechi, whenever he comes in, he doesn't struggle. Struggle is not in his dictionary. He performs.
Not at all.
Okay. He will deliver. That's what Biola is saying. I just wanted to make it quick. By the way, well, I don't know how Barcelona, you know, but like Barcelona, like Arsenal. Will Barcelona ever get to the level of Arsenal? No, it's gradual. It was happening gradually for Arsenal, and they are where they are. It is what it is, according to Mikel Arteta. Now, they bought a player for $108 million, and like 3 years later, 2 years later, is it two? Yeah, two, not three. 2019 to 2021. They are selling him, for around maybe 34 million pounds or something.
Yeah.
He's going on loan right
and
now.
And that's not sure. That will not come until next year.
So, sending him on loan with an option to buy for about maybe 65 million. Is that even half of... Okay, yeah, almost half. Okay. Okay, so that is it. That is it. Antoine Griezmann goes back to his former club. So the thing is, Atletico Madrid just gave Barcelona for some time. They made a whole lot of money and they said, oh yeah, come back.
Yeah, I mean, the truth is Barcelona was poorly run under Sandro Rosell. We can't run away from it. He has put Barcelona in the current hole they're in. We can argue that's why they lost Lionel Messi.
I know Messi.
Exactly. They bought many players.
I think
you mentioned
Bartomeu.
Josep Bartomeu. Yeah, Bartomeu, because now Laporta is back. Sorry, okay. my bad, yes. So, I mean, here's the thing. There are many players that just failed to light the touch paper, you know, as they say. We saw Felipe Coutinho coming for top money. He never really blew.
Yeah.
We saw Dembele. He's still there. What's going on there?
I don't know. Would you say it's the player's fault?
I think that...
They see Barcelona as a very big club and they want to join.
Yes.
Well, how come they can't perform at Barcelona?
So signings... It's very delicate what you do with signings. You know, you have to get players that fit your playing philosophy. You have to get the manager that believes that these players are necessary. Then the conditions, playing conditions for the players have to be important. The players have to be in the right frame of mind. They have to stay injury free. There's a lot of things that go on, but Barcelona made too many gambles. You know, sometimes when you want to sign players for top money, you should sign someone you're sure, very, very sure, ironclad sure, this person will deliver. Yeah,
well, it's easier said than done, because for me nothing is sure in this life. Okay.
Absolutely.
You take risk.
I agree, but too many risks is the problem now.
Okay. All right, we go to the newspapers. We have them right here, a whole lot of them to go through. I start with the Nigerian Tribune. Sport headlines: Makinde unveils remodeled Lekan Salami Stadium today. Atiku, governors Jemi Bewon orders to witness ceremony. World Cup qualifier, Raw blast British government ahead of Cape Verde clash. I don't know. Rob giving excuses already, saying they allowed at Euros everybody could come in, but when it comes to, you know, World Cup qualifiers now, they won't allow African players and, you know, some not really African players. You know,
I don't think that could be termed as excuse. It's just an African.
It is what
coach,
it is.
The coach of one of the biggest.
It is what it is.
Yes, the coach of one of the biggest teams in Africa, voicing out what it feels. I think we need them to speak up. Really.
Okay, speak up, more headlines, and I think World Cup qualifiers, Eagles won't disappoint. That's according to Coach Ghana Troy. FIBA Afro Basket, the Tigers crash out. Tokyo Olympics, COVID-19 problem cost me medal. Adesokan, Minister, hails Team Nigeria. Let's get some more headlines.
Okay, quickly, let's take a look at what we have on the Blueprint newspaper. It says, Osimhen swells Eagles list to 25 players in camp. That's talking about the build-up to Nigeria versus Liberia. And then we have Togolese match officials expected in Lagos Wednesday. And then Uganda shock the Tigers, crash out of 2021 Afro Basket. MPFL, Kwara United to resume September 11. I think that's about it from the Blueprint newspaper.
Okay, like I said before, the media chooses what they want to use. Is it crash out? Well, for People's Daily, the Tigers bow out of Afro Basket.
Oh, come on, bow. This can't be bow, please. It can't be a bow, you know.
No, you go out in the group stages. Is it crash out or bow out?
Bundled out.
Bundled out. All right, Abuja, you can join us. Is it crash out or bow out? Which one? We need to know. 070-09510-000. You can send messages to the WhatsApp portal 080-999-30137. Usman to defend waterweight title with Covington. And then Dari salutes Team Nigeria Paralympians. All right, that's about it. Coming from the People's Daily newspaper.
Okay, quickly, let's take a look at the Daily Trust newspaper, which says, former champions, the Tigers, crash out of 2021 Afro Basket.
Another crash.
Yeah, and then we have this, which says, 140 players for Obasanjo National Squash Tourney in Ogun State. Wow, I never knew the former president played squash.
All right, let's get you on the show. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning and welcome. Your name, where you calling from?
Yeah, good morning. My name is Chigo.
Your name again, please?
My name is Chigozie.
Chigozie. Nice to have you, Chigozie. Let's talk.
Thank you. Well, that's a bow out. I think it's totally, I don't know how they say bow out. Nothing like that.
So what happened? They crash out?
Yes, crash out. Chigozie and begin to play like a... So it's crash
out,
not bow.
Okay. Okay. It's not a bow. It's a crash. Okay. Let's get to hear from you also. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning and welcome.
Yes, this is Honest from Lingi Barracks.
Nice to have you, Honest.
I think if you lose respectfully, that is bow. But if you go out
disgracefully,
just like the Tigers, crash out.
Okay, it is crash out. The Tigers crash out of Afro Basket. By the way, let's go straight to the Vanguard newspaper. And on their front, on their sport page, they have World Cup qualifiers. 25 players hit Eagles camp. 4 more expected. Never-ending love. Ronaldo seals United return. Dedicate it to Fergie. Tokyo Olympics, Team Nigeria zoom to semi-finals. Brazil asks FIFA to ban 9 Premier League stars over World Cup qualifier. That's interesting. Thompson Isinye, former Green Eagle star, dies at 65. May his soul rest in peace. Well,
amen.
Well, no matter who you are, no matter what you've been, no matter what you've achieved, you know, life is a journey. And we don't know when it's going to end for each one of us. All right, that's headlines coming in from the Vanguard. I can still take some more reactions. Now, let's take a look at the Tigers' performances, you know, at the Olympics, at Afro Basket. Like, on paper, bad. But in real terms, was it really bad?
You know, I like that you bring this question up. For the Olympics, what got us all excited was the fact that before the Olympics, they beat the USA, they beat Argentina. But like I always say, it takes a while to build a winning basketball program. That's reality. So at the Olympics, yes, you know, we're close in certain games that we could have done better at, perhaps with Germany, perhaps with the Italians. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, we got out of there. Allow me to borrow that phrasing. But, you know, for the AfroBasket, these are not Nigeria's best basketball players. All the other teams had their best basketball players at the tournament. Now, the players that were there, we must remember that alongside those who came from abroad, there were those who were home-based Nigerian players. So, if you want to have a program that is going to be sustainable, you need to have several players to choose from, a large pool of players. Yes, should we lose to Uganda? On paper, it doesn't look good, but Uganda have been doing work in preparation for this AfroBasket. You know, they've had a coaching place for longer, they have their best players, and, you know, Nigeria crashed out to Uganda. Now, we need to stay patient. We need to have holistic planning. This is where our problem is. You know, we now decide, okay, the coach is not good. Get all these players out.
Is the coach good?
An MBA pedigree coach. An MBA pedigree coach.
MBA pedigree that cannot beat Uganda.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you watch that game, the reason Nigeria lost that game is we were out-rebounded almost three times by the Ugandans.
Olumide, were you here when we
talked?
Olumide said we're not going to get past the quarterfinal. He
expected us to get to the second round, but didn't think we would win it.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows the game. He knows all of these things. These players were hurriedly assembled. We put them together. Good coaching place, yes. However, there are things that the coach cannot legislate. The team started to shoot poorly, three-point range, after the second game. After the first two wins, the three-pointers dried up. Now, what you go back to when that happens is you go back to the plays that you have. You go down to your big men. Nigeria didn't have the height and size to match the Ugandans.
All right. Well, when recruiting, it's just like you need to recruit the right you know, players. Size and height, very important. S and H, very important. By the way, Saul Niguez reveals he was told to leave Atletico Madrid by his coach Diego Simeone after issues over playing in his correct position. He's been loaned to Chelsea. Okay, let's see what happened. Extra midfielder for Chelsea. Chelsea fans will say we will win the Premier League. Well, Manchester City star Benjamin Mendy had a meltdown when he arrived in jail awaiting his rape trial because he thought he would be put on the VIP wing. And Baba did not get VIP treatment.
Interesting.
It is what it is.
That's interesting, really.
It is what it is. The law is blind. It doesn't know if you're a celebrity, superstar or whatever. It doesn't. It is what it is.
Arsenal complete signing of £20 million Bologna and Japanese defender Takehiro Tomiyasu. Ooh, that's interesting. Arsenal keep buying something that we don't know.
Well, if you needed a defender, with all due respect to Japanese football, I don't think...
No, but this could be different, so don't preempt.
Physically, I wouldn't trust a Japanese.
Well, you know, here's my take on this. Many of these players, Arsenal should go in for players that everybody's fighting for. Get in the fight with the top teams. Go for the top players. Don't give us names we can't pronounce.
Okay, let me say it again. I think I've learned this. Takehiro
Tomiyasu.
Probably that will be the intro when it starts to play for Arsenal. Thank you very much, guys, for joining me this morning. Thank you, Jones. Thank you, Abiola.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Abuja. From your number one talk news and sports station.